All aboard! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Total Trainwreck Podcast. It's your happy host, Zach.
It's your miserable host, Carrie.
Exactly, man. You look, it's going like, I get here, you know, I'm excited. We do some videos for the other show. I'm all excited. Videos are great.
I didn't help this week because it's an off card.
But still, like, we're creating content. It's going to be great. Going to get views. And Carrie just gets all depressed and leaves and goes take a nap. And then we eat dinner and he's silent the whole dinner. And he's just all depressed.
I don't know, man. Things are just deflating as much as...
What's deflating?
The amount of work that is coming my way.
But isn't that a good thing?
Sorry, you just saw that too, right? On Twitch. You just got spammed on Twitch.
It's better than being at Scott Street and...
Well, that's also what plays into it too, because I'm still... So, Dad and I are on this job up on the mountain. You were there, the windows... And we got a lot done, but we still have, we have three big windows to do, two of which will be no problem. The third one, we have to take T111 siding off, repair it, and do the window, and it's on the second story of the house, right? So that's going to be miserable.
And you don't have scaffolding.
Well, we don't need it for that.
Oh, okay.
Not for that spot. There's a little roof, there's an overhang roof, because it's right over the front door. I know that's going to be miserable. And then we have two more little windows to put in, and we have to trim six little windows. He was there today doing the trim on the inside, so that'll be done. But we have the outside to do, and he wants to get that done. But then I have Scott Street, which I'm still not done with, which I'm getting closer and closer to. And so he just, the homeowner had a painter come in to give him quotes. Today he's like, yeah, I could start next week, and I'm like, fantastic. So now I have to get the job up on the mountain done, and I gotta get, you know, Scott Street done as much as I can. Next Monday, a week from today, we have this stupid meeting with the Historical Society about the windows, which is an absolute joke, so we'll see how that goes. But I have to get those two jobs done this week. And then a tenant's moving in, and that cabin's not ready. And it makes my head want to explode. Because that's just for right now. That's just this week.
I know, it's just...
And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, I'm going to have to work Saturday. I'm going to have to work Sunday. Like, I don't... The thing is, so it took me 2 hours to get... Let's see, what is that? 48 inches? Yeah, 4 feet. How tall was it? 8, 16, roughly 4x2 area. It took me 2 hours to get the backsplash just set on that. I still have to grout all the time. I'm losing my mind, man.
I know, but Scott Street...
And I say, Zach, you say, oh, I got off Thursday and Friday. I say, Zach, you coming to work?
Nope.
Well, Thursday I can.
You know what you could do? You could grout. Grouting is so easy, you cannot screw that up.
I don't know if I believe that, because my cousin is like he did his own and it all cracked and got messed up.
Okay, that's because there was too much flex in the floor. If things are moving,
exactly. So
yeah, but that doesn't have anything that would be on me, because I did the floor. All you have to do is put the. It's so simple. You take the grout, you take the little spatula looking thing, you put it on the tile, you rub it in with a rubber float, and then you just wipe it. That's it. That's all you got to do. If it cracks, then it's my fault, because then I didn't make the floor sturdy enough. So if you want to do that on Thursday, just...
I cannot come on Thursday.
Oh, Hudson's got therapy. Friday, yeah. You can, though.
My dad... I was going for it, breakfast? And then my dad's like... he makes me
feel
guilty.
Tell Tim I'll come to breakfast with him. All three of us can go to breakfast, but then we got to go to work.
He makes me feel guilty. I think he misses me, so...
I mean, I'm sure Big Tim's lonely.
So he reached out. Like, I told him that I would come here for work. He's like, you could come to my house and work. And I was like, well, I got Roxy barking, well, and then I just...
I mean, I know I have to go back just to do a couple things. Take me like 45 minutes, but what else is Tim working on?
What do you mean?
Tim said that you could come and work on his
house. Like, do my schoolwork, because I was coming here.
Oh, you meant work.
Yeah.
That stupid
like,
work.
Like, I could come there to work instead of coming here. And then I was like, well, I just come to Carrie's because, like, I got my video games. I got, like, things here that I can do.
I go to work at Carrie's so I can play video games, Dad.
Like, it's just a better setup here. Plus, like, Roxy, his internet is awful there typically.
That I can't blame you for.
So... for me, like, it's just a better setup here. And why would I want to go somewhere where, like, he's not home? Like, it would be one thing if he was there. I guess I could hang out with him. But if he's not there.
He's not going to be there on Friday?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, you mean this Friday for, like, lunch? Breakfast?
No, for when you, like, if you were to work there. I'm lost.
You're confused.
I must be.
I don't have work on Friday. I was saying in general. He was saying in general.
Oh, okay. I got you now.
My school work.
Okay.
You all right, dude?
No, man, I lost it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
You're having a really rough one.
Then the other thing, you go to use the toilet in the room here, and that's leaking.
Yeah, I had to streak up your other toilet. I'm sorry. I blame it on you.
The now wife just cleaned that on Saturday.
I know. I was here when she did it.
It's another thing now I gotta fix. Just goodness grief.
I mean, that's
life. Is that what you're gonna tell me?
Are we finishing the gate on Thursday?
The what? No.
We're not?
No. It's gonna be too cold.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah. What's the temperature supposed to be?
I think it's supposed to rain anyway, actually.
Wednesday, Thursday's raining.
Yeah. I was just messing with you.
It is supposed to be.
It's gonna be cold too.
It's gonna be 41. So by the time I get there at night, it's gonna be like
up there,
35.
Probably like 32.
Be like 28.
No, that's fine. I was just messing with you anyway because I thought it was supposed to rain.
It is.
But yeah, so I don't know. I think my dad's a little bit lonely. So I don't know. We'll see about Friday. I still have to tell Taylor's mom. I totally forgot. I didn't even realize till I got to school today that I was off Thursday and Friday and Monday.
So what was the point of them making you come in today?
This week?
They're making
teachers come back because the kids don't come back till April 12th. Teachers are back. Just it's kind of accountability. They know where all the teachers are. They can, you know, drop in, talk to you whenever.
Someone went to Mexico?
Maybe. And it's to establish a routine. I mean, we've been off for a year, man. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. This is actually something I want to talk about. So, like, forever I was like, man, like, it's going to be nice to go back to work. I've been trapped in the house for, you know, a year. I got to be honest. Last night, like, I was kind of depressed. Like...
I know the feeling you're talking about.
Like, it's, you know, like, don't get me wrong. Like, Paisley in the moment, she drives me crazy. But, like, I just remember with Hudson and her as a baby, like, you miss out on a lot when you're at work and you're not home. And now I was home with her for a year. And, yeah, she drove me crazy, but it's still my child.
Why don't you just set up a GoPro or set up cameras all through the house? Just
I do have one camera there. but... So, no, I was, like, kind of depressed because, like, I was able to, you know, hang out with them all day long and be with them, and I didn't miss anything. And now I'm going to be going back to work. Granted, it's only going to be for about a month and a half, but I'm going to go back to work, and I'm going to miss a lot of it, and I'm going to miss her being crazy. Like, she just, as much as she drove me crazy, but...
What milestones does she have? She crawls.
Talking more.
She sits. She doesn't drink from a cup yet.
No, she drinks from like a sippy cup now. She can.
Can she?
Yeah. She just doesn't like to, but she can do it. She can sip through a straw too.
Get out of here.
She just takes it and throws it on the floor because she'd rather have a bottle.
A little slurp.
But but no, like it's not really the milestones. It's just like, I don't know. Like it's crazy. I was talking about it at work today. Like when I left school because of COVID, Paisley was what? October, November, December, January, February. 5 months old.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
And at that point, they're not doing anything. It's not that
well, I just remember like when COVID first happened, like she was a baby. And like I would for every day, naps, 12 o'clock, her and I napped every day for COVID. And then now it's like, man, like here we are like a year later. I have not been to school and she's running around like crazy and doing all these different things. Like just so much has happened in the last year that really now I'm just starting to realize it. It's like, even when I was back at school and I'm just like, we have stuff still hung up from the day that we left school. Like, it's just, it's weird. It's like things almost are like we're abandoned and now we're like going back to it. It's so odd.
It's like, and not that you would know this because you didn't watch any of the Avengers movies, but like after the snap, and then half the population died, and then 5 years later, Tony Stark does his snap. Well, I mean, technically Hulk does his snap, and everybody comes back. And then it's just like, you were gone, but now you're back, and everything's... I guess not everything was the same. I guess that was a terrible analogy. You know what? Never mind.
But yeah, no. So, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I am... I like the silence of being at work and being able to get my work done and no stress on, like... Yeah, what's going
to
happen?
Driving like an hour and a half just to take a break all
it's
day.
It's actually, when you know what's crazy? It's literally an hour.
That's it?
It's literally only an hour.
How does that happen? Because it's 35 minutes from here to your house.
It's an hour. It's only like 40 minutes from there to here.
How?
I know. I left at 3:30, and if it wasn't for traffic, I would have been here at like...
How long did it take you to get there from your apartment in town?
It was less than an hour. It was about 45 minutes.
Okay.
That's pretty crazy, right? But
the thing is, it's like, it's a good, it's a half an hour from town to your
house.
It's
like an hour and 6 minutes total. I made good time. I got there super early. Like,
you're a wizard.
It didn't make sense to me either. Cause I looked it up on my phone, this morning. Cause last night. Cause I have my alarm set up and everything. So like, I know when to wake up.
It's like you were going back to a new job or like,
that's
kind of
what it felt like.
Kind of
what it felt like.
Start my first day. I better look at Google Maps, see how long it takes me to get to work.
Well, cause that's the first time I made the commute and I had to be there at a specific time. So I looked and it was, an hour. I was an hour, 6 minutes. I was like, man, that is I did not expect it to be.
No, I thought it was
an hour and 6 minutes.
I thought it was an hour 20 for you.
No, and with the way I drive, I got there in about an hour. I could shave 6 minutes off.
Oh goodness grief!
So no, but first day back, it was fine. You know,
you didn't do anything. Of course, it was fine.
It's just there's no kid. Like, it's just very odd. It's just so like, I literally sat there. I did work. I got my outline for what I'm going to plan on doing for the rest of the year. We talked about field day. Like,
it's a month and a half. How big would that take up? A quarter page of an outline?
Yeah. And then I just got to make the videos tomorrow. And there's just a lot of stuff still up in the air. So,
well, how are you going to do that? You did that on your laptop before, right?
Yeah.
So you're just going to do that in the office? You're
going
to go into the gym?
I mean, it's just me there. It's me. The other woman we work with is due to have a baby at the end of the week.
So she's not coming.
So she's not... Well, she's there, but she's not going to be there after this week because she's due on Friday. And then...
She better not go into labor while she's at the school. There's no school nurse.
I know. No, there's a school nurse, but I don't know if she's qualified to give birth or deliver a baby. But then...
Pretty sure you don't need any qualifications.
Yeah. Then there's... the one guy's the AD, so he's in and out of the office all day. And then the other guy teaches high school, and the high school teachers aren't back. So
that's not fair.
It's literally
Trafford. You know, I got a bone to pick with Trafford. He used to be here all the time. COVID hits, and we haven't seen him since.
Yeah. So it's just going to be me in there by myself, basically, after this week.
Oh, the life, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine going to work and not having to do a thing.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, we have a nice setup in there.
He goes, yeah, we got a nice set. We got two TVs, one for live TV, one for movies. And then he's got a chair, a massage chair. So he just goes to, with heat, which you need.
Yeah.
So he just goes to work and lounges around. Oh, God.
I will say, though, the mask, I wore
that. What do you
have
to wear the mask for?
Well, everyone was actually there today, so four people in an office, and our school is pretty strict with the whole mask thing. So I mean,
you guys like intermingle? Are you making out in the office?
No, but our desks are pretty close. So
you had to wear the mask
for the majority of the day, like three quarters of it. And man, it's like the bridge of my nose here. It just kept rubbing on that back and forth. Oh yeah, it started to get sore, and I felt like I had a headache. Like, when I took the mask off to eat, I felt lightheaded. And I don't know what it was. Yeah, it was very odd.
All the carbon monoxide you've been breathing. Carbon dioxide you've been breathing.
It was, it's miserable. I don't know how nurses can do that all day long.
Well, I was going to say, will they They don't have to, but now, yeah. I guess they've had to for a year.
They're
now
double masking it, apparently.
You know, I learned in health class that this is not a good idea.
Two does not make it better.
Increases friction.
Makes it worse.
Your face will be all hot.
But, yeah. So, I mean, no, I'm parts of me is happy to be back.
Which parts?
Like I was saying before, like, if I have a meeting or something, like, I don't have to worry, like, oh my God, Paisley's got to be quiet, or, you know what I mean? No. Like,
if you have a meeting, it's you looking at your coworker on their computer saying, Zach, we have a meeting. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about forgetting.
Yeah, that too, because I can't get caught up in anything. But, no, I'm definitely...
You're stranded deep while you work, man.
No, so sad.
You almost beat it, too.
I'm going to beat it.
I don't know.
The thing is,
though,
I'm not going to be able to play now until...
It's going to be like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because no UFC on Saturday, so...
Maybe just tell the wife there's no card this week, but they're doing like promotional videos and like we need to talk about it afterwards. It's not gonna happen.
We're working on Saturday. We're moving her stuff into.
How much stuff do we have to move?
I don't think it's that much. I don't know if you'll need that. You might need the trailer because of the size of the one thing.
I got news for you, buddy.
Oh yeah, the trailer's not available. Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. I don't think. The thing is, like, I think if you brought the trailer, it'd be way too much. Like, I don't think you would need that.
What all has
there's,
to go?
So the only really big, heavy thing that I know of is there's, like, a... I don't know if it's a dresser. I don't really remember what it is. It's basically something for her to hold products in. It kind of looks like a dresser. It's just heavy and long, but it's not, like... It'll fit in your truck.
It's made of brick?
No, wood.
Solid wood? Must be.
Feels it. I mean, it was pretty heavy, but we also stood it upright to get it into the shed. So, I mean, I guess if it wasn't upright.
I feel like, did you ever watch any of the Harry Potter movies?
First one. That's
just the first one? Yeah. Well, there's, you know, whatever spell they do, but like if you, it's just a normal tent, say, and then you walk into it and then it's giant inside.
Yeah. That's how you feel.
That's his shed.
Did you ever see
he just puts more and more stuff in there, and and you can't even walk in it as to begin with.
Did you ever see Out of the Box?
Out of the Box.
Out of the Box. It's like a kid's show.
No.
So like they go in this box and then it takes them underground and then they have like this big facility. It's for like little kids, but they sing like songs and stuff. But it's kind of like what you're talking about.
Like the Treehouse. Do you remember that cartoon?
The Treehouse.
It was on Cartoon Network. There was like a group of kids and they had this big treehouse. And I don't remember if they like, you know, did like an A-team thing where like people came to them to solve problems. Oh man, I can't remember that now.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I will say this. I still, like, this is me as a little kid, but I still, like, feel this way now. I think it is the coolest thing when you have something that is so, like, deceiving to the eye, and then you actually get to it, and it's so much cooler. Like, for instance, like, if you have a house, and the outside of the house just looks like complete garbage, and then you walk into it, and it's so much cooler than like
so there's my house.
No, well, kind of, but like I think of like New York, right? There's like a ton of buildings in New York that look awful on the outside, and then you go inside them, and you're like, oh my God! Like if you see a big, beautiful mansion on the outside, you expect it to be big and beautiful on the inside. That's just, that's obvious. But like, you go to New York, and you see like these buildings that look awful and run down, and then you go to the inside of them and they're, you know, or like you're scrolling through Zillow and you see one of them and then you're like, how could this be $3 million? And then you look and you're like, oh, this is why, like, this is awesome. So I think that stuff is so cool, and I always wanted to have like there's a in I don't know if you remember this, but when we're playing like Fallout, when you open up the one door and it looks like a Coke machine, and then you pull it back and then you go downstairs and like there's this whole thing, like, I think that's what I thought was so cool about Prohibition, was like Prohibition, people hid them so well, the speakeasies.
They had to,
like,
man. You had to get your alcohol. You can't just be out.
I think that would be the coolest thing. Like, could you imagine if this door opened, and it's already pretty cool because it's hidden, but it opened and it went like downstairs to like a crazy, like,
I mean, we can make it happen. It's going to take a lot of work. I'm going to have to cut this whole floor out.
But that would be sick, right?
A lot of digging. Yeah.
Like, that's something that I've just always, like...
We'll have to...
When something looks so small and turns into something so big.
Like, we should build, like, a little shed. And inside of it, just a trap door on the bottom. Then it leads to a giant underground bunker.
Yes. Like, wouldn't that... That's, like, something that... I'm not going to say I, like, dreamed of it. But I always thought, like, as a little kid, I was like, that is so cool. But then, like, now as an adult, I'm still like, that would be so cool. Like, to do something like that.
The name of that show I was talking about was Codename Kids Next Door.
Nope, never seen it.
Really?
Yep.
Here's a picture of their treehouse, but you'd go in and it'd just be massive inside.
It's the same with like underground like bunkers and stuff. Like they're like military has like underground bunkers people don't even know about.
Yeah, man. When the nuclear apocalypse comes, all the higher ups need to go somewhere to wait it out.
The world's going to go underground.
People. That'd be, I mean, that
imagine wouldn't be opposed. Cars underground, everything underground.
God, that'd be so difficult to do. The amount of concrete and lumber you'd have to bring down.
And you can only go so far down because, I mean.
No. I mean, you pop out in China, but.
Did you ever think that as a kid?
Of course. Did you not?
No, I think every kid did.
You have to. Trying to think of, I think it was in Russia where they dug the longest hole into the earth, and it was. God, now I'm gonna have to look this up.
What is it? It gets. What does it get to? Like, what is it? Like the core? Like, so isn't the core like fire and like
liquid hot magma?
Yeah.
I don't know. But well, yeah, I don't really know. I mean, I guess they surmise it's that, but how could you really tell? It's not like
weird though, because if you think about it,
you can't dig a tunnel to it.
When you dig underground, right? Like a basement is always cooler than like out of the basement, but you're closer to the Earth's core if you're in the basement, aren't you? Technically, yeah. See,
a whopping 12 feet, 8
listen,
feet.
Listen. I'm not wrong. If you're closer to the core, which is the hottest, wouldn't you think it'd be hotter?
Yeah, but you're still so far away from it. Like but at this point, you're in between the sun and the core, and you're in a spot that doesn't get any heat from anywhere. Although, but then again, how do geothermal heating systems work? I don't know, man. I'm not a geologist. But in 1970... Soviet geologists took on the challenge, setting their drills over the Kola Peninsula. The Kola Super Deep Borehole was 9 inches in diameter, and it went down 40,230 feet.
Good lord.
How many miles is that? 400, what, 40,000, what did I say?
How long is a mile?
5,286, I think.
Feet?
Yes. So about 7.5, a little over 7.5 miles. That's pretty deep.
Yeah. I don't think that number for a mile is right.
I mean, it was
in the thousands.
5,280? I think it is, but I might have been a little off with the six.
Well, how many feet in a feet in a mile?
Do, 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 do.
Yep, 5,280.
Okay, 80 even. I think I said 86 at first. But still, so it's like 7.7 miles, which is crazy.
Pretty good.
If you really think about it. That's a lot of...
Where'd they put the dirt?
I don't know. It's a great question. They should have used
they
it
use
to cover
dig
up
it?
Chernobyl.
Well, yeah, what'd they do? Like, what'd they dig with?
Like a oil. Do you know how oil rigs drill?
Yeah.
Like that. You ever see... Armageddon with Bruce Willis?
No.
Or, was that Armageddon? I can't. I swear to God, my brain is fried. I'm just... Hannibal Lecter got a hold of me and he's cooking up my brain. It's just sizzling on a skillet right now.
On the Earth's core. That's in the basement.
In the liquid hot magma.
Oh, God. But yeah, so that's where my brain went today, to underground cool tunnels. That'd be pretty sweet. And we got to start working on the bunker. I just watched or read an article... How Korea is now, you know, threatening missiles and nuclear war on the U.S.
They've been doing that for how long? I mean, I'm sure with Biden in office, it might happen.
Yeah, but they, like, legit fired it. Like, it Like, they're testing
there
it.
There will never be...
You don't think there'll be another nuclear war?
I'm not saying...
The U.S. dropped a nuke on them, or on Japan.
Okay, but I don't think there will ever be a moment when another country could actively invade the United States.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Not even if the other countries align with them?
No.
Russia and North Korea?
It would take some seriously heavy planning, and it would have to be extremely covert, and I just don't think there's too many satellites. They can identify a flea on a dog's rear end in Kuwait from here, so I don't think there's any way.
I don't know. That stuff makes me so nervous.
Like the anti-missile like systems they have that shoot a laser at it from 400 miles away from California or whatever, you know. There's no
way. When I read those articles, I feel like I start panicking a little bit. I'm not going
to
lie.
Do you start to sweat?
Not sweat, but I'm just like my head starts going. I'm just like, God, no, I don't.
Have you ever seen Red Dawn?
No. I don't think so.
So that's... I forget. They did do a remake of it.
Is that with Bruce Willis?
No.
Oh.
That was with Patrick Swayze.
Oh, no, I've never seen it.
So this was quite a while ago. But
yeah, because he's dead.
I don't remember if it was China or Russia. I think it was Russia. Maybe it was China. I think they switched it up in the remake. I don't remember. But one of those two countries planned an attack on America. And, you know, just next thing you know, there's just planes overhead dropping bombs and missiles and supplies and enemy troops, and they take over America, and this group of the Wolverines was the name of their mascot for their school, and it's just like young teenagers, and Patrick Swayze was probably like in high school in the movie, like is the leader. They're just this little ragtag band of brothers, and they kind of take on the troops and win and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't that stuff.
Do you think you could handle that?
No.
If that happened, well, first off, I know you'd be grab the kids and Taylor, and you'd drive straight here.
Yeah, I love my parents, but they're not. They don't use weapons. I feel like I would. Dad, you gotta go to Carrie's too. We gotta.
Yeah.
We'd
start putting up fences and locking down. Kind of be like Fallout, man. We just get to build our own shelter. And
I don't know if I do good under that kind of pressure.
You don't think so?
No, I don't. It freaks me out, man, because like I have, like when I didn't have kids, I did not worry about a lot of things. Now that I have kids, it's like...
I'm afraid the commies are coming.
I don't know, the Russians, man. The Chinese. Like, I just... It's scary, like the world that we live in, dude. Like,
I mean, I'm not going to argue with that.
I feel like with the technology, like they could shut down the U.S.'s stuff and send stuff here. And I don't know. It's like,
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think we really need to get working on the underground bunker.
I'm not opposed to it. You know what? When I clear all the things from my list this summer, we'll get right on it.
I think it's not a bad idea. I'm just saying, like, you know, the government has underground bunkers for a reason, right? Because nothing is impossible.
Yeah, no, but this, I'm sure these bunkers were built, you know, years and years ago. Maybe, probably during, like, the Cold War era, you know, when, like, nuclear war was, when kids were going to school and having, you know, like, bomb drills where they got to get under their desks and whatnot and get their gas masks out.
That's the funniest shit ever, is like, the tornado... All the warnings when you would go in the hallway and put your head down and ass up. Like, what is that going to do? I do think that the active shooter drills are good now.
Yes.
But the natural disaster drills were the most useless things ever. Away from the window was the only good advice they had. Anything else, like... face down, ass up in the hallway is not doing anything for you.
That's the way we cover up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just, that was the dumbest thing ever. I'd always get stuck by the bathroom, man. All the time. I'd always be by the bathroom.
I don't think that ever happened to me. But I know those drills were the best because they were so pointless. We didn't have to go outside. All you had to do was go out in the hallway and literally lean up against the wall and, like, cover your head or something. And it was, and then you just stand there and be like, this is a pointless drill. I don't know why we're doing this.
They finally stopped doing them. Because
did they?
Yeah, I did one of those, I think, like, my sixth grade year of middle school, and then that was it. I don't think we ever did another one again because it's stupid. And the other thing they used to do, this is the other thing that killed me, and this was in high school. I remember this, or no, it might have been middle school. The active shooter drill, but when they put everyone in the auditorium, like, that's the best idea. Let's just throw everyone in one building, one area, and just all,
like a bunch
and then they'd be like, be quiet. But the thing is, naturally, when you have a bunch of people in one area, there's going to be noise. There's going to be people moving around. Whether they're talking or not, there's going to be noise.
People crying. And
yeah, like...
And the other thing is, I mean, who... 99% of the time, who's the active shooter? Somebody that... The kid that went to the school, right?
Yeah.
So they know the plan.
Yeah. It's... Those drills...
They obviously did
a much better job now. The drills are way better now. But they actually teach, like, self-defense now and everything else. But, like... Man, back in the day, they were clueless. Mm-hmm. Like, it was, it's fun. Like, now they teach the kids, like, you basically need to fight back in some situations. Like, mm-hmm. they actually teach them that. And it's, like, heavy stuff. But, man, back in the day, you were screwed. Like, put your hands up and just...
Serpentine!
It was, like, what the hell, man? Like, I thought people would be smarter than that, especially teachers. Like, you, at some point, you didn't look at each other and say, there's got to be a better plan than this. Like, what we're doing is not the smartest.
Yeah, we'll school everybody up in the gym and make it easy for the guy.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, that stuff makes me laugh. Ay-ay-ay. Sheesh.
Well, that'll do it for this.
No, I was just thinking, we got underground bunkers, we got active school shooter training.
I guess we could talk about the Suez Canal. You didn't really know anything about this.
I you're not gonna believe this. Every single day, at some point, I go on Yahoo and read the news, what's current, and that's when I get that. No, I did see it. Oh. That's what I did. I knew about it. I didn't realize the Suez Canal. I just saw that a large ship had tipped over and was stuck. But no, that's where I got the Korea fighting. Oh. And that's when I get my anxiety starts going. Cause I look at Yahoo at least like once or twice a day. Cause they typically have like the biggest headlines.
Your blood pressure is too high as it is.
I don't think I have high blood pressure. I mean, I probably do, but like I've never been told I had high blood pressure or anything.
But yeah, they said it was a 1400 foot long ship, container ship, lost its... Apparently it was going too fast and then lost control of its steering and ended up sideways in the Suez Canal, which is a major transport canal. Like, tons and tons of ships go in and out.
That's
there.
It's like the 80.
Like worldwide.
It's like Route 80
yeah.
for ships.
Yeah. So that got stuck. And apparently they're facing like millions in insurance claims from like the other ships, like due to lost goods and things like that.
Jeez.
Do you know how much they said that tanker is insured for? It's like 200, 300 million. That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, depending what they're transporting, could you imagine what was on?
Well, it's like with Jim's Kubota. We talked about this before we got started.
No,
I don't know. I mean, all the other ships, I saw a picture of it, or a short video of it, and it was just ships lined for days.
Do they have, like, someone directing traffic out there? Like, 80? Like, they got a guy in
Dory.
The middle with the stop signs. Stop, slow, go slow.
Not quite. But it took them a couple days. I think they had, like, excavators and tugboats out there, divers. Like, that's... God, could you imagine? Could you imagine being the captain of that ship?
That would probably be me. That would be me.
No, I don't know what happened.
It was this guy.
Just blocking up worldwide traffic.
I wonder what those like crazy, like it's a heavy populated river
like.
Canal there. I wonder like how crazy is it? Is it like tail-to-tail traffic? Like are we...
Apparently it's traffic goes both ways, but to be honest with you, with the picture I saw, I don't know how, like those big ships must be going right next to each other if they're going, if it's a two-way street. A two-way canal.
That's like a oversized tractor trailer right next to your car on the highway. Nope. I don't. I hate that. It's awful.
Do you ever get in those scenarios where, like, so I'll do this when I'm driving. I get behind a tractor trailer, or I'll be in the left lane, and the right lane's a tractor trailer, and then there's a couple cars behind him, but you're both going the speed limit, like a little bit over, and you're like, I really don't want to be next to this tractor trailer. So then you just gun it, and now you're doing 75 and on 80, which is only 55 here, just to get around this tractor trailer, and then you start practicing your speech to the cop, like, officer, I'm really sorry, but I don't like being next to tractor trailers. I promise I was going to slow down right after I got in front of him. Like, I only sped up to get away from him.
To get away like he was chasing you. I don't really go through that, but what does go through my head is like, man, what are all the things that could go wrong right now? The tractor trailer is here. Like, he could tip over at any point. Like, should I keep my distance?
I think about your wife, honestly, when I get next to a tractor trailer, because she's had so many window cracks.
Yep.
And you always tell me, just because she drives right behind the big trucks, the dump trucks, tractor trailers.
Yeah, she does.
So I'm like, man, Taylor probably have a rock through the window right now. I got to speed up.
I just think about, like, man, there's so many people that die from tractor trailer accidents. Like, I don't want to get too close to this guy. If it's a really tight, like, highway, like, things are, like, really close, I typically, like, I don't like to really pass them. I'll just kind of, I hate going super slow, but I try not to pass them. The only way I'm passing them is if the highway is, like, big enough that, God forbid, they were to start swerving. I could at least go to, the median and or in the middle of the two highways and, like, you know, get away. But yeah, no, if it's a tight highway, I'm not. Like, stay 22 away. Man, 22 at some points is real tight. Like, they just started kind of expanding it next to the mall and making it a little bit bigger.
22 is in such like a bad position, because how would you widen that? Because
a lot of them, yeah, you can't widen. It's
already about as wide as it could get.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. Like, and you know what's funny is, like, 78 is a pretty big highway, but, like, so many accidents and stuff on there too. But it's a wide. Like, I don't understand. Like, I wouldn't really be scared of tractor trailer on there. But are you a fan of of more than two lane highways, or, like, is that when you start shutting it down when it comes to driving?
I mean, not. I could handle three lanes. Once it gets to four, it's like, this is stupid. We don't need this. Like, we have this many people traveling down this road, then, you know, maybe we go to Bill Gates and talk about depopulation. Like, I don't know. Four-lane highways are ridiculous. They're way too big. Three lanes I can handle, because I'll just sit in the middle lane and people can pass me on the right, people can pass me on the left. And I don't have to – I just got to move one way to get the exit, and that's it.
Yeah. So
three lanes I can handle. Anything more than three
– I could do any amount of lanes on a highway. It doesn't really matter. It's – for me, see, like, I, yeah, can't, but I just
the
don't
more lanes you get, the more idiots you have just swerving in and out.
To me, when there's more lanes, though, it seems less populated. Like, that's obviously where heavy traffic is. That's why they have that many lanes. But, like, there's not as many cars on top of each other. Like, it's a lot nicer driving than when you have two lanes and cars are right next to each other, or like you're bumper to bumper. When you have more lanes, I feel like it's easier to drive because you don't have to switch lanes as much and no one is right on top of you the whole ride.
But how often is no one right on top of you? I feel, because I've driven through DC and that is just, that's three or four lanes, I think. I know it's more than two. I know it's at least three. Maybe I'm thinking of 95. I don't know, but I know that was just an absolute cluster. Like,
I mean, some areas, yeah. Like, I know, like, California.
California is impossible to drive in.
I forget what that highway is, the really, really busy one, like, right in L.A. But that's, like, five or six lanes. And it's
Pothead Parkway?
Sure. but that one is always packed, like, always. It's always, like, bumper to bumper traffic.
Why would anybody drive?
Because we got stuck in it once, man, and it was like you didn't feel like you were getting anywhere ever, and it was just just the most cars I've ever seen in one area ever, yeah, like on ridiculous. A highway. It was crazy.
The now wife says Garden State Parkway is where it's at. She loves it because
she's Italian. Yeah. The island, you know.
The island. Well, yeah, so when we go to the state end, And there's,
I love when you call it the state end.
We got to get on. You have to go from the right lane all the way over to the left lane in one shot. She loves it.
You close your eyes.
I'm asleep at that point, so I really don't know.
Carrie always is sleeping during the bad parts of the drive.
Thank God.
I always remember, like, the first time we went to Indiana, and, like, your mom is already a very, like, hesitant, scared. Not hesitant, but, like.
No, she is.
Hover mom. She's hover mom.
A little bit.
And, like. She didn't say anything to me, but like,
it's gonna storm. You make sure Zachary
she's like pulls very like over. She questions you, like she questioned you. Is Zach a good driver? Yeah. Is like stuff like that. And I mean, this was years ago, but yeah.
How long has that been? 4 years.
It was before Hudson was born, it was before Hudson was born.
Hudson was just about
to be born, kind of.
Well, not too far along. Here's 4 months in the belly, I think, at that point.
Well, it was during spring break, so it would have been March. Uh-huh. So it's probably like going on like
3 or 4 months in the belly.
It's probably going like
Taylor was
five,
a third of the way there. Five years
probably that it's been.
God.
5, 6 years.
All right.
No. It'd be like 4 years.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
How old's Hudson? He's 3 and a half.
Yeah.
It'd be 4 years.
Yeah. 4 years ago. What was I saying? Oh,
the
yeah.
Snowstorm.
Yeah, and then, like, yeah, we got into a really bad, like, I wouldn't say it was a snowstorm. It was, like, a really bad snow squall. Like, it was blizzard.
Just a squall, was it?
Yeah, I mean, it didn't last long. But we hit, like, 10 minutes straight of just really bad snow, probably out by Pittsburgh. And it was bad, and I was like, man, like, I should really pull over. But I was behind a tractor trailer. If it wasn't for the tractor trailer, I would not have been able to see.
Which blows my mind, because I feel like they just make things worse when you're behind them in like a rainstorm or a snowstorm.
For this case, it made it better. And so I just followed them, and Carrie was sleeping. And then, like, I don't know, 10 minutes later, it stopped and everything was better. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. I was pretty scared.
Yeah, I woke up and then you told me, oh, yeah, we just went through a snowstorm, by the way.
Yeah, and I think you thought I was kidding, but I wasn't kidding. I was being serious. It was.
Because I probably would have made you pull over.
Yeah, you probably would have.
If it was that bad.
But the thing is, I don't, like, what's the point of pulling over? Because it's just going to get worse. The snow's just going to accumulate. And then what?
Yeah, I mean.
And we're in a little tiny roller skate. Like, yeah, it's.
That was.
I still said, I can't believe we drove a total of 22, maybe up to 24 hours in that car.
Yeah. Goodness grief. I remember the ride home from that was brutal. You were ready to get home.
Well, the worst part was
Pennsylvania.
The worst part was I was living in Panargel. So it was like I had to drop you off, but then I had another 20 or so minute drive home. And I was like, man, this is rough.
I had one. The now wife just popped in wanting to know if I ate the chicken.
I asked Carrie first.
I thought they were fair game. I thought you were eating the shrimp. Hey. I'm sorry. I thought you were eating the shrimp. Fra Diablo.
Well, way to go.
Now, guess who's sleeping on the couch tonight?
I asked you
this
first.
Guy. I thought she was going to eat the shrimp.
You know what? I'm not eating here on Mondays anymore. It's too risky. I feel like every time I'm here now, she gets disappointed. Just no.
Well, yeah, you ate all the stuffed peppers last week.
No, I did not eat all those. That's a lie. I had one stuffed pepper, and there was like 2 or 3 left when I was done. So.
So anyway, yeah, snow, Indiana trailer or something. Like that. Oh, the now wife. Speaking of the now wife, she wanted me to share her oops. I'll share her 2 oops. She actually had 2 oopsies. So, I don't remember if it was on Saturday. I do like chicken patties. I'm sorry, that's random, but. The now wife just said in the chat.
I like chicken patties. So do I.
I like chicken patties. And again, I thought you were eating the shrimp Fra Diablo, so I do apologize. And when we get done, just I'll whip myself. But the now wife's oopsies. Oopsies. Saturday, I'm eating jalapeno ranch chips, sitting at the table. They're very good, man. And they're not that spicy. They're a little hot, but they're really not that bad.
I'll pass.
I dropped one on the floor.
Oh, God. That's so scary.
So I picked it up and just put it on the table because I wasn't going to go, I'm not going to waste my energy going to throw it away. I'll just throw it away when I'm done. All right. So she sees the chip on the table And literally, I know we've said this probably 1,000 times on this show, but like you see something happening, and it happens in slow motion, but you just freeze and you can't say anything. Oh, yeah. So I see her grab the chip, she puts it in her mouth, and my face was just like, and so if you, obviously you can't see it, but eyes wide open, mouth wide, like jaw to the floor, and she goes, "What?" She goes, "Was this on the floor?" And I just shook my head. Yes. She's like, "Why didn't you tell me?" I was like, "I couldn't. It happened all in slow motion. I froze.
Yeah.
I couldn't say anything. You just picked it up and you ate it too fast." She's going, "Oh, Cassie walks around on that floor. Her hair." So, God, that was so funny. And then today, I get a call at work. And I answer it. She goes, "Carrie, you gotta come save me." And I'm like, I'm thinking a couple things. I'm like, did she have a flat tire? And my next thought was, did she clog the toilet again? Like, I know you get those calls too.
She's got a history of overflowing my toilet.
She does. So I'm like, what is this? What is this lady talking about? What do I have to come save her from? She's like, "You know what I did?" I'm like, "I have no idea what you did." She goes, "I locked myself out of the house. I went to go start the car, and I got out to my car, and I locked the door, and I didn't have my keys with me."
Wait, her key is not on her house keys?
She didn't bring her keys with her.
But she started her car.
No, she went to go out to start her car, which, upon thinking about this, you know, hours later, my wife has a remote starter on her fob.
But what I'm saying is the fob isn't on her car key, on her house keys. Like,
no, it is.
So she forgot the keys to bring.
She just walked out the door, locked the door, and went to start her car. But she didn't bring her keys with her. She had a blonde moment, completely forgot the keys, locked the house door. I don't even know. Maybe she was ready to go. I don't know, but she went to start her car, and obviously she couldn't start her car because she couldn't have her keys, and because her keys were in the house. So I thought so I'm like, all right, well, maybe Dad left his keys to his car because he's got a key to our house. Maybe he left them at his house. He didn't. He had them with him up on the mountain, half hour away. So I was like, all right, guess I'm coming home. So, I mean, it didn't turn out bad. I got to come home early for lunch. I played a little Need for Speed Heat until it was noon, and then I ate my lunch.
Got you into another game.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's relaxing.
Hudson loves it.
Yeah,
he played it for like an hour.
Did he actually race, or did
no,
he just do?
He just
did.
He loves to drive around and go into the water.
And then reset.
Yeah, I think I'm actually going to download. There's a game called Wreckfest, and it's all like about driving and wrecking your car.
Like Demo Derby or not Demo Derby?
I haven't looked into it too much. I'm gonna download it.
On Steam or
it's on Game Pass.
Really?
Yeah. So yeah. I think I'm gonna get that for him. I think he would enjoy that. Yeah. I think it's like ramping your car and like all this stuff.
Just crashing it.
Yeah.
All right, man. To each your own.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way. Yeah, you got to start getting him into video games. We're gonna make him a streamer.
You know, I want to go back to your when things move in slow motion and you can't do anything. Do you ever have those dreams where, like, you're being chased by someone and you fall and you just cannot get up?
Mm-mm.
You've never had that.
I've never had that.
Oh, my. Like,
I mean, if I've had dreams where I've been chased or, you know, or like, falling off a cliff or something. And then you wake up.
Oh, my.
Jumping.
Dude, no. I remember, like, it hasn't happened. And
you're
I have a yawn coming. This has
elephant.
Yeah, exactly. This hasn't happened in a really long time. This would happen a lot when I was like a little kid.
What's gonna happen now? You're gonna have a dream tonight about it.
It's okay. I sleep better after scary dreams. Makes no sense, but I do. Because I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, oh wow, it's just a dream. My body just totally relaxes.
So I gotta and I wake sleep. Up in the middle of the night and
clean
the
sheets.
No, the
worst part is it'll happen at like 5 o'clock, and then I only have an hour of sleep after that. But no, like. Those are the worst dreams. Like when I was a kid, I'd have a dream of like someone like scream chasing me, trying to like kill me. And I would fall. I would fall down and I just like, I'm like crawling. I'm like doing everything I can. And my guy just can't, like, I just can't get up. It's the most aggravating dream ever. You've never had that.
Can't say I've ever had that.
Wow. It's an exhilarating feeling.
You know what? I'll try it out tonight.
Wouldn't that be cool if you could pick your dreams?
That's how we make it, man. We get a brain interface where you can load in. Kind of like, have you ever seen Total Recall?
Nope.
You and the now wife just absolutely kill me. You know what you should do? Start
just watching movies.
Start listening to Aaron's podcast, Aaron's movie podcast.
You listen to it?
No, but I know more movies. I've clearly watched more movies than you in the now.
I've seen a lot of movies, but I've also missed on a lot of movies.
You watched Grind 47 times.
That is a great movie, and you've never seen it.
Yeah.
No, you said you've never seen it.
I've seen Grind. Yeah, that's a Disney original.
No.
That's not the one we're talking about.
I told you about this.
What's the Disney original I'm thinking
about? You're thinking about Brink?
Brink, that's it.
No, Grind is not a Disney movie. I can tell you that. It has Bam Margera in it. I don't think Bam Margera is making any appearances on Disney. Especially
Brink,
now.
Brink.
And I haven't seen Brink 40 million times. I've seen that movie like maybe twice. Johnny Tsunami or whatever the heck that that movie was. That was the go-to.
Eddie's Cook-Off.
Smart House,
yep.
The Leprechaun one?
No, I didn't watch
it. Never seen that one? No. Why? Leprechauns freak you out?
Yeah.
Really? Creepy. Luck of the Irish, that's what it was called.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
He was a basketball player.
Yeah.
And then the
it's like they had the one, same the cast, one. I feel like, for like all these movies.
Yeah.
So funny. It was like a Lifetime or like these show, like you got just the same cast original, for every the single
station originals.
Yeah. Oh man, what was the other ones? I don't remember. There was a lot of good ones though.
There was the twins, the basketball players. I don't think I ever watched that.
I didn't watch that one. There's like Alley Cats, but I never watched Alley Cats. That was a big one.
Anyway, we digress. Total Recall is where like you can do like a kind of like a digital vacation where you like you go in. They like kind of you go to sleep and you just have like a dream vacation and you can choose it like, you know, paradise, Bahamas, whatever. You can be a spy and like have an action, like live out an action story and whatnot. And so maybe we should make that real where you can just go to sleep and pick your dream.
That would be like, I already love sleeping.
That could go south
very like sleeping quick. Is probably one of my
favorite pastimes.
It's my favorite thing. Like, I am thoroughly looking forward to
going home today.
Going home, taking a shower, and just laying in my bed and going to sleep. Like, it is just so. I typically have an issue like sleeping. I don't have an issue falling asleep. Like, I will fall asleep like that.
I fight it. Last night.
That's because you need to have 9 million things on. You got the TV on. You're looking at your phone.
I'm a napper. You know I'm a napper. Yeah. I took two naps today.
Thank goodness, because you're miserable even after them.
I'm a napper through and through. I'll take a nap. I tell him, now wife, take a nap. She's like, no, I got too much work to do. I'm like, I'm taking a nap.
Enjoy it.
I love to take naps. Can't wait to take naps. But when it comes time to go to bed at night, I fight it. Like, I knew I had to be up at 7 this morning, which is kind of early for me. I know. Pathetic. Trust me, I know. To take Cassie to the vet, and I did not go to sleep until after 1. And we were in bed, I think, at 11. I watched a Ben Stiller movie, and which you didn't.
Heartbreak Kid.
You haven't seen. Yeah.
Oh.
On Netflix.
How about that?
It was okay. Not that great.
That's an old movie.
And I just did not, because I knew I knew I was going to Scott Street.
Taylor, same thing.
Friday, Saturday nights, no problem. I could go to bed, you know, I'll go to bed at 11. I'll fall asleep, whatever. I mean, we don't on Saturday nights because of the coffee and KOs, but no problems. Because I know the next day, like, I'm not forced to do anything. I can just go play video games, watch TV, hang out with the now wife, whatever.
You're stressed.
Yeah, because, but last night I'm like, and this was the same thing, it'd be worse when I lived at home. with my parents, I wouldn't go to sleep until like 3 o'clock in the morning every night because I just did not. God, I didn't want the next day to come and then have to go to work and just, oh, God. So I fight it. I love sleep, too, but on weeknights,
Taylor is the same way. I'll say, why don't you go to bed early? Well, I just don't want the day to end. Like, I just want to. She's the same way. For where me, I'm the type of person, like, yeah, I don't want to go to work, but it is what it is. Like, I love to sleep. I love like the setup in my bedroom with the projector and like I just love to just lay, watch TV for. See, I can't sleep. I can start falling asleep with the TV on, but like I can't fully go to sleep. Like I'll be like if Hudson wants to watch wrestling, I'll put wrestling on and like he'll fall asleep, and I'll watch it for like 5-10 more minutes, and then I can feel myself like starting to fall asleep, and then I'll just shut it off and I'll be out. Mm. I can't sleep. Like it's not. I hate noise. Like I love the fan, but like any other noise, I can't stand it. I hate like all the lights. I hate it. But I've started falling asleep watching TikToks. I freaking dropped the phone on my face one day.
Oh, God. The now wife did that. We were sitting on the couch yesterday, and she dropped her phone. I was holding my phone. She punched my phone out of my hand. That went flying.
The one day I fell asleep watching a TikTok and it must have kept playing over and over and over because it just keeps repeating. And Taylor, I woke up to Taylor grabbing the phone out of my hand to turn the TikTok off. And she's like, you fell asleep. It kept playing over and over. It was driving me crazy.
After like 45 seconds of that, I would have stopped that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it was annoying her, but like I was obviously sleeping. I had no idea.
Oh, man. Funny. All right, man, you ready to get into derailments?
Yeah, let's derail this train.
All right, go ahead. You said you were ready.
Yeah, mine is going to be my community that I live in. So it was like, I'd say like a month ago, there was, so we have to take our trash down to the trash compactor. And I took my trash down there, and I don't know why, but like this is the first time it's happened, but they have three compactors. Two are side by side, and then there's a separate gate, and that's like the emergency compactor. Well, all three compactors were filled. Like, and I get to the third one.
I don't mean to interrupt you, but that is entirely waste management's fault because waste management sucks.
Yes. So I get to the third compactor, and not only is it full, but there is so much trash piled up in front of the compactor from all the people that live there putting their garbage there that I cannot even physically get to the compactor to even open the door to try to put my garbage in it. So at this point, like I'm new to where I live, so I don't even know like if there's a backup. I don't know anything like as far as where I put my trash, and I can't leave it outside because the animals will get through it, and I am not cleaning that up. Mm-hmm. So I just leave my trash there with everyone else's trash. In my mind, I'm like, it's either their fault because they don't have enough compactors, or it's waste management's fault, but it's not my fault. Like, mm-hmm. I pay a HOA fee here to be able to dispose of my garbage. I pay my fee, so what's going right here? And did I feel bad doing it? Yeah, I did, because I feel like a dirtbag. Like I'm not a dirty person. I'm not one that's gonna make, you know, a mess, but I could not even physically even try to put it in the compactor if I wanted to. So, you know, a month goes by, I go to my mailbox on I don't even know what day it was, but and I got a letter from Salt Creek, and here it is, $160 fine. Mm. And like, I was mad, and it wasn't like I was like mad to the point where I was like, I shouldn't be fined. Like, I totally understand why I got the fine. But I think what bothered me the most was, so they actually give you a section where you can fight it. But if you lose, you have to pay another $50 or $60 on top of the fine.
That's insane.
Because they had to hire someone to represent them in court, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, I'm not even going to risk.
Do they think they're the police station? You got to go to court for that?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. They don't have a board that can handle that?
I don't know.
Not that they wouldn't be biased, but...
So, well, that's what I meant. I was like, there's no way I would win anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have video evidence. There's obviously video there that I did it. And I'm not saying I didn't do it.
But at the same time, what are you supposed to do? Just let the garbage pile up at your house?
Well, I just said in the letter... I didn't write a letter, but like they give you a section to write. And I just said, like, next time if something's full, like maybe you should make it aware to people that are there. Like, where do we put our trash? If the compactor is full, like I'm sure it's a massive community. I'm sure there's other compactors. I'm sure there's other places we can put our trash, but it's not, no, like I wouldn't know that. I'm new. I just moved there. So maybe let it be known. So I just put that in the letter, like, and I paid the fine. It is what it is. Like, I'm not saying I shouldn't have gotten fined.
There's but a payment for the PS5 gone.
But I was just pissed because I'm in ways I feel like I should have gotten a warning, and then maybe they like it's my first time. No. I know it's automatic money for them. Man. No, I agree, and I understand why. And so I was just mad because I'm like, man, like I'm not a dirt bag. Like I'm not gonna purposely throw my garbage on the ground. Like
jury's locked on that.
But yeah, so I was just, you know, after that, Taylor and I were just like, man, like community suck. We really want to get out.
We will build you a house. We'll let you own the house. We're just going to keep the land here.
Okay.
And then you just have to pay property
taxes. I was going to say I don't have to pay property taxes then. Are we going to, can we connect it to this one? We can put the door. Yeah,
we'll just.
Okay. And add on to it?
Yeah. We'll go up.
Listen, I would do that in a second. Will you do that?
Yeah, you would. Your wife would not.
If it was a nicer house than we have now, bigger.
But connected to us?
She would do it.
You think so?
Yes, because we could sell our house and probably pay less than what we pay now.
Probably. I feel like there was something I was going to say. Oh, I've been talking about trying to implement that here at the Acres.
Like a fine?
Yeah. Because here's the thing here. Okay, last year or the year before, I forget when it was. I think it was the year before, going into last year's spring, that was when our garbage company folded. We didn't have a garbage company, and all we had was a big dumpster, and we didn't have dumpsters. We eventually got dumpsters. They're bigger than the old dumpsters we had, and the tenants still, this is what'll happen. They'll fill up one dumpster, and then they'll just throw garbage bags on the ground next to it or on top of it. Meanwhile, the dumpster at the other end is only a quarter the way full. Like, they're just too lazy to go to the other dumpster.
I mean, here, 100%. Like, the dumpsters are all very visible. It's not a massive place. Like, it's and if this one's full, you can drive 1,000 feet, not even 1,000 feet, 500 feet, whatever it is, down to the next one. Like, that's one thing.
It's ridiculous.
And, like, that's inexcusable.
100%. It's ridiculous. I came out this morning. I had to take 5 bags off the dumpster because if we leave them there, then waste management fines us it's the same price. It's $160 if you leave a bag on top of the dumpster, which is ridiculous. Waste management, you're a joke. My derailment was in my
waste
brain.
Management.
Oh, what was it? Oh, well, I mean, it still has to do with. So, while you were doing Coffee and KOs, Cassie asked to go out, so I took her out. I got her on the leash this time, thank goodness, because one of the other tenants comes by, and, like, we were in the field right across from the house, or over the road, and then the other tenant came down a side road, and then I saw him make a left with his dog, so I'm like, all right, Cassie, relax. She saw him, she started freaking out. Like, relax, let's go potty. So I start walking her away from where that tenant was going with his dog. And I'm thinking I'm getting away. And she just keeps going on and on and on. And so I'm like, what are you, like, stop barking. And then I turn around. And now the tenant's, like, right on top of me. I'm like, what just happened? I saw him going in the opposite direction. Now he's coming this way. He's 15 feet from me. He can obviously, I don't mean to make her upset. Then why'd you come this way?
Was it an adult or a kid?
No, it was an adult. Just like, you hear her freaking out. You were down there going the opposite direction. Now I turn around, you're right behind me. Just, good Lord, man. Just all you had to do was not come within 15 feet.
She's a good guard dog.
But, well, yeah, no. Well, she isn't, she isn't. When she's outside, she's barking at everything.
Oh, my,
she's
I know. Everything. I'll take her outside and she'll be barking at the wind. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what are you
when
barking
she's
at?
She's in the house and asleep. You walk through the door. Most of the time, she doesn't even know you're there.
Yeah. Rex will pee on you. That's his defense mechanism. It's like a bullied kid.
He's excited. Ooh, just... burglar? Come here. Let me show you where they keep their wallets at night.
Apparently, he lets himself out of the cage now.
You want some?
He gives him the house tour. Yeah, Rex
is... This
is
where Lil Snip slips. Her door doesn't lock.
You don't want her anyway. She's too loud. Yeah, Rex is... He is something
Please
else,
Please don't
man.
Take her. She feeds me all the time. Oh, goodness grief.
Rex is an interesting dog, dude.
He's a special fella.
Yeah, that's summing it up nicely. The girl that I work with is like, I almost brought my dog today. And her dog's like an older lab. And she's like, she would have been great. I said, yeah, I couldn't bring my dog here. He'd be peeing all over the place. Like, he doesn't pee all over the place like...
For fun.
It's just excited. Out of like excitement. So, yeah, it was funny.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I think that'll do it for this episode of the Total Trainwrecks. Thanks for... the Total Trainwreck. Thanks for stopping by. As always... You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/TotalTrainWreck. Also on Twitch at twitch.tv/TotalTrainWreck, where we live stream every episode every Monday night, 8 p.m., around 8 p.m. We're not always, train's not always on the station, to the station on time. But anyway, you can find us on Twitter at TheTrainWreck00 and Instagram, but we don't use either of them, and we'll see you next week. You don't have to wave, Zach. This is for the end of the recording, not the stream. All right, toot toot. If you want time, just let me know.